Flip, your home on 91.4.
It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, and still joining me in studio is JD as well as Fire 16. It is great to have you here. Now, Fire, we had you in last time, I think last year. That was when Fire 16 has his shades on. We had you last year when you dropped That's on Lee, That's for Lee.
Yes, right.
That's and
right.
We're back in, and you have another single, or not single, but you have another song out called Unmistakably Here. Now, let's dive into this particular song, and here you feature JD as well. And let's dive into the narrative of this particular song and why you thought JD would be a perfect match for this song.
That's a deep question. why did I think you would give? I don't know. So I was working on the song actually with Anthony Rudowan, and he's the one who made the beat. He produced the beat, and yeah, he suggested someone. I was looking for a vocalist, and then He was like, "I know someone, bro." And then he sent me like a clip of JD. She actually raps.
Yeah, JD raps.
She raps. She's doing like some bars in this clip. I'm like, yo, she's talking about Zion, she's deep. So I was like, okay. And then, you know, like, I was like, okay, let's try.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know how willing she would be, but she's like, okay, what time? And then boom, next thing you know, she's there, we're talking and we could relate, and then she just jumped on it.
Yeah.
And her vocals were perfect. Like, it was just the perfect, like, you know, when they say God has put everything together, that's an example. Like, yeah.
Wow. Now, JD, what was it like working with Fire 16? You know, now, he did mention that you also rap, but in this song, you're actually singing. And I must say, I wouldn't have thought you would rap. I was just like, wow, her voice is fantastic. So what was the creative process between the two of you? Did you guys have creative differences? What was the process like?
So Anthony, like you said, Ridwan, he was the guy who introduced us. And, you know, I've seen some of his work. He's been, you know, doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And personally, I haven't put anything out there, like I said earlier. And so working with him was a little bit, you know, it's like, okay, it's a little bit of pressure, because obviously, you know, that this person has standards. But then I thought to myself, you know, I also have standards, and you know, I could bring a little bit of value to the project. And like you said, we clicked on certain things as we spoke, and, you know, just things that we go through as people, as artists. And one of our main goals was to inspire, but to also be real about what people are going through, you know, and, you know, talk about that. And I think, as all artists tell you, like, you'd speak through your art from where you are, and then you have your direction to where you're going. And so we just met, you know, our paths crossed in that place, and we were able to share that and bring it together, bring out a message, and that's how the song was birthed.
Exactly. Now, this song starts with you singing a very, very heartfelt chorus. We spoke off air of how it came about, you know, but you did mention about, you know, what artists go through and how the feeling starts. And I'd like to start that question out with you. What's the feeling behind the song? You know, you wrote the chorus and you sing the chorus. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the music video, by the way, watch the music video. That music video is insane. So in the music video, you know, it's a close up with your face and you're singing, and it seems like you feel every word you're talking about. So let's dive into that. The message behind the song.
Mm. So I have a personal motto that I also live by. I say what I mean and I mean what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the reasons why I haven't put anything out there is because I want to make sure whatever is out there is authentic, it's real, and it's deep. And those words, each of those words, it's not just, you know, a song for hype or whatever. It's something that I've honestly felt, and I've seen other people feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And in working with wellness and helping people to get from the place where they are emotionally or mentally, you know, it's something that I've experienced around me and in me.
Yeah.
And so I was able to tap into that,
mm-hmm,
and bring it to the light. And even as the visuals, it was insane. I only saw the visuals afterwards.
Really?
And I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
I
that.
Hate them.
Yeah, I was like, yo, it looks like I'm burning and, you know, it's on fire. And that's many times how I felt on the inside. You know, people have this thing where they see you on social media or whatever, or they see your gifts or your talents and they think, oh, wow, you made it. And like, I want to be like you. And you're like, you don't know the fire that I've had to go through. You don't know the process. And it's not to scare people away, but it's to be like, it's the fire that makes something better out of you. You know, gold has to go through fire to be refined.
Yeah.
And I think it's just important that we acknowledge where we are so that we can know, okay, this is how I'm going to get to where I need to be.
Exactly.
And so that was it for me.
Wow. Speaking of fire, Mr. Fire 16, would like to dive into... now, I was listening to the bars, and I love rap. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of rap. I think we've had that discussion before. I grew up was listening to you as well, you know. And I was listening to some of your verses... or your verses within the song, and I noticed you didn't just dive into, you know, casual stuff. You dove deep into, you know, your story as well. You spoke about your dad as well, and how, you know, sometimes when you hear the phone ring and it's him calling, it's such a weird, you know, weird exchange over there. And then you also speak about, you know, having to be a man in certain situations whereby certain things are required of you and you can't cry, there's no sympathy for you, you have to be man in that dynamic. So let's dive into that message in the song.
Yeah.
And also, how does one, you know, navigate that situation and then, like JD say, use the fire to bring out something that is as good as this?
Wow. So you know, the lyric about, you know, me just cringing when my dad calls is because, you know, like, yeah, we don't see eye to eye sometimes. And there's some things that I've not been happy about, certain decisions he's made as a father.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, he's my father. He's my dad. And, you know, I still have to love him. And so, like, part of the song is me just, you know, like, I even say in the lyric, I'm like, you know, humans make me angry, so I do get angry and I'm like crying out to God, like, you know, please help me see past that. But, you know, one thing is, like JD said, we all, there's no perfection, like, there's the real side of things. And so I'm like, you know, yeah, like, I have these issues and going on. So in the lyrics, I'm also like, God, please help me take this mask off, you know, because I don't want to be fake, I want to be real. I want to talk about, you know, my relationship issues with my dad or my wife or my kids, whatever it is, because we're just like that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and that's that. And funny thing as well, the lyric that you say now about, you know, me sort of crying out for help, like, people, you know, looking up to me as a man, or you in general as a man.
Yeah.
Like, there's always that pressure, like, I gotta be the man. And I was thinking, actually, this song, wanted to release it at a later stage, but, like, there was actually an artist that passed on in the industry, like, maybe 2 months ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, rest in peace to Ali, that dude. I never knew him personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, it just hit me. I'm like, yo, this guy's a man. I wonder what pressures he had on his mind. I wonder why he had to go that way, you know? And so I thought, like, you know, like, us as men, we hide stuff.
Yeah.
And we've heard this so many times, but it's true. We hide stuff and we need to talk about stuff. I've got issues with my dad. I got issues with this and this. So I'm like crying out in the song, like, God, please come through. Help me to be real, not to hide my imperfections. And then also in that being said, please help me get through these struggles and just be a better person as well. Yeah. So the song is basically called Unmistakably Here because at the end of the video, there's a scripture, it's Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I have plans for you. So, like, don't give up. Don't be down about things. God wants us to succeed, to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what we're going through, let's just fight it. Let's get through it. Let's cry out to God. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing I love about your music is that, you know, there's a lot of sad songs out there, you know, and a lot of sad songs end sad. You know, they don't end with a solution, you know. And I love about your music, there's a part where you say, give your troubles to your maker. You know, I love the scripture, and that's one of my favorite scriptures. Quote it from, you know. Then you also did mention, you spoke about releasing your rivals.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to dive into that line, because I resonate with it, but I might have a different understanding. That's the thing about art, you know. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so I don't even know why I said that in the first place. I was just trying to rhyme, maybe.
You're just cooking without knowing.
When did I say that? I'm
like
trying to go back.
Loving your enemy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to get to when I said that.
Huh.
Even though it was just a rhyme, but the idea was just like, let go of, like, whatever is bothering you type of thing. Your enemies, your rivals, the people that compete against you and that you compete with. Like, you know, sometimes we want to be people's positions and we do things to hurt them. So, like, I think I was coming from that place and I felt like, yeah, you know, I need to let go of people that try to hurt me because they admired something, or vice versa. I also need to let go of stuff that, you know, I admire of other people, and I'm trying to bring them down because I want to have what they have, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was the idea behind that. Release my rivals. Yeah.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
I don't know why. What did you? You said you had a different.
I saw it as I think sometimes we compete with people that are not competing with us.
Right.
So then we hold ourselves to their standards.
Right.
And then instead of being genuinely you, you're trying to be them. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like release the rival, the person you're competing with that is within just your sphere and your brain. So release them so that you can, you know, live within what you're supposed to do rather than what other people are supposed to do. That's what I got from it.
Nice.
But, you know, it's art. I remember back in the day when I was in high school, there was this teacher who, our English teacher, you know, you have to analyze poems and stories.
Right.
And there was a red car, you know, and she's like, why is the car red? You know, it maybe means this and that. And sometimes the car is just red.
It's just red. You're thinking too much.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, Fire 16, I'd like to also dive into, you know, you being the rapper in the song, the musician, but also being the guy that edits the music video, the guy that looks at the shots and the lighting and all that jazz, you know. How do you navigate being an all-around artist like that?
It's tough. How do I do it? Like, so we actually had to shoot this video last year when we did the song, remember? And JD had these crazy ideas. She was like, you know what? What I loved about JD is she was very artistic when she spoke, mm-hmm. you know, especially like it's Christian related music. And so like a lot of people come from a place where like, no, you can't do that in a Christian song. No, you can't paint your face. It looks like a
Sangoma.
Sangoma. There you go. That's exactly, you see, I didn't say it. He said it. So yeah. So like, no, people are going to, you know, we come from places like that. But JD was like so open. I was listening to how she thinks. And she's like, you know what? We can get some paint, splash on the walls, go crazy, go on the hill, blah, blah, blah. She had all these cool ideas. I was like, wow, I really want to work with JD now. Because she's thinking creativity, you know. So like she had these ideas. And even though they didn't happen, but part of the video that we shot was some of our ideas, actually. Because we had this place to be in a room with some paint, but we're like, okay, let's just go in a studio and do that.
Yeah.
And if we can't splash paint, let's paint it on the face, you know? So I had this picture of a painting, and I was like, JD, would you be cool with, you know, because I had to ask, I'm like, would you be cool with the painting on your face? And she was like, yeah, let's do it, you know? So we didn't know, we're looking for a makeup artist, it's so expensive, and but we're just like, okay, we have someone here. Let's do it. Let's get creative. Yeah. And then, you know, she jumped on it. So it was pretty cool. So doing like the music and directing was also a challenge as well, because you have a vision and not everyone can hear your vision, especially if you're like, especially if you have the idea and you have to share it with someone else. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't see. So behind the camera was Francis. He's in the studio with us.
Yeah.
So thank God he got the vision, you know, assisted with holding the camera. And there was also Steven as well. Steven was also there. So yeah, there was the two gents. And then my wife was also there assisting here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just cool because you had these people that could listen and understand the vision. And they were just like, you know what, let's do it. And they ran with it. And I was very happy when I got to sit down and go through the footage. I was looking for mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did Francis mess up now? You know, like, who didn't do, you know?
Yeah.
But then it was clean. Just like, wow, okay, they got the vision. Boom. Yeah. Yeah. So it's usually a challenge in getting people to understand the vision, because I wish I could just hold it.
Do it yourself. Yeah.
But I can. So thank God, like, everyone was on the same page. Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One in spirit, basically.
Yeah. And JD's a vibe. That day, we shot two music videos.
Wow.
So we actually shot two music videos same day, back to back. So we have another special.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask JD, because Fire 16 keeps describing how great you are, you know, in the studio, artistically speaking. And I wanted to ask, I mean, you say you haven't released stuff because you're very, you know, curated in the things you do. When can we expect something new from you, you know?
Yeah, well, at this moment, I'm still growing and serving other people's visions and helping them, you know, bring to life what they have envisioned. And my time is coming soon. You know, we're already talking, you know, Fire 16 said, you know, we could, there's some things that I have buried under rocks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm thinking of taking them out, dusting them off, and, you know, seeing where I can bring out the best of them and maybe release them. So maybe sometime soon, maybe still in the first half of this year. That's
There we go.
Before it's done, yeah.
Okay, we're hoping and we are here for it. As soon as you're ready, just say, Arthur, I'm ready.
With that, we'll also support your vision.
Imagine
exactly. Too. Okay, now we're running out of time. I see KFC wants to interrupt our session. Before we end this one here, because I also have to go and Paul has to come in. JD, how can we catch you on social media? We know Fire 16. We are very much used to Fire. Where can we catch you if you'd like to be, you know, part of your journey and part of your release?
Okay, so JD actually stands for Jean Denis.
Jean Denis.
Yes, so I am Jean Denis. That is my socials. I am Jean Denis. That's very long. But yeah, so I'm Jean Denis, and that's what I'm doing on all my social media platforms. My surname is Yanari, if that's easier to look for me, like the month. But like in Afrikaans.
Oh, Januari.
Yeah, Januari. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys are looking for me, that's where I'll be at. And if you fail to find me, just go on Fire 16's page. He's tagged me in most of his stuff.
Yeah. It's JD all over, you know? JD.
Now, before I let you guys go, on Fresh FM, we do things the right way, and the right way is the live way. Fire, I thought you could escape this one. So I always... I love rap, true. As I mentioned earlier. I love rap, you know. And what I love doing is when I have a rapper in studio. Back in the day, there was this thing, I forgot the name of it, but they used to put a metronome on. Okay. And the rappers would go bar for bar for bar for bar. Yeah. So I'd like Fire to spit one of the verses from your new song on a metronome as we wrap up. For me, it's adios. From JD, it's...
goodbye.
And from Fire 16, it's...
bars. Nothing feels steady, I done cried for a gateway. You say the other side green, I see turquoise. Nothing feels right, it just keep on going sideways. Been taking it easy to ensure the bars race. Lord, you won't fall back, take it up like 4-5. Keep me fortified, please hide my teary eyes. These humans awaken all the anger in my soul. Can't take it no more, I just wanna let it go. Need some healing itching every time that my dad rings. Picking up these calls had me and my soul cringe. Loopholes in the system, my relation got loose ends. Not another day, I don't wanna see my therapist. No one asking me, 16, you alright? I just gotta keep on coping, cause I'm supposed to be a man, huh? God, I'm feeling hopeless, I can't keep up with this mask on. Remind me of my purpose, going places like a passport.
Imagine your favorite